Now, fierce fighting is raging for a third day across Sudan, with gunfire and explosions reported in the capital Khartoum this morning. Around 100 civilians have been confirmed dead, although it's feared that the death toll could be higher. Residents say that they're running out of food and water. Here, the Department of Foreign Affairs is today upgrading its warning to Irish citizens to do not travel to Sudan. Tánaiste and Minister of Foreign Affairs Micheál Martin said he's deeply disturbed by the fighting. The Irish aid agency GOAL has 260 staff in the country, with 30 of them based in Khartoum. We've been speaking to Paul Westbury, Regional Security Advisor for GOAL in East Africa, about the situation there.
The main fighting is still centred in Khartoum. So the Sudan Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces are still clashing around the major areas. So the airport, the presidential palace, and also some of the control command centres. There's been heavy bombardment, so heavy weapons have been used throughout the city. And also we've now had airstrikes from the government armed forces. Apart from that, there's little movement at all from civilians or from the humanitarian community. They're basically sat at home, locked down. They can't move out at all. So the situation for them is really just holding where they are and monitoring the situation. Outside of Khartoum, we have staff in the Darfur area and in the South Kordofan area. Both of those are recording that there is fighting. It's sporadic. It's not quite as high level as in Khartoum. But again, the two sides are clashing, and most of those, well, all those staff, again, are holding at home or in the offices where they work.
So that has been your advice to your own staff, that they should, I think the phrase you use is, go into hibernation.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so it's like a standfast. We tell them to stay at home or in their offices or guest houses, depending on where they are. And so obviously stay away from windows, keep low, keep in the centre of the house where they've got wall protection from any stray bullets or ammunition, yeah.
And in your case, you've, 200-plus staff on the ground in Sudan?
Yeah, well, there's between 230 and 250, depending on what time of year it is. We're lucky at the moment because some of our staff were away for Ramadan and Eid, and also for the Ethiopian Easter. So we were a little bit lighter on the ground than we would normally be.
Paul, most of those staff are local hires, are they? But there are also some overseas staff based in the country.
Yes, we have some international staff in country. They are dotted around in different locations. So we've got some of them are in Khartoum and some of them are out in the field. But again, we're in daily contact with everybody. The way it works for us is we talk to central people, and then the guys on the ground then talk to the local national staff and the people in the field just to make sure everyone's okay. And we do that on a regular basis throughout the day.
And what's there, and what's your assessment as to where this is going, how long they might have to remain locked down, how long this fighting might continue for?
It could go on for some time. The two main parties, the two generals that are involved in this, Baran and Hemeti, they are at loggerheads. Neither of them wants to stand down. So it could go on for some time. I think the fear is that the longer it goes on, the more civilian casualties there will be. The reports of civilian casualties within the areas is going up by the day now. They're not directing fire at these people. It's just people in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that's the biggest fear for everybody.
And in relation then, obviously, to GOAL's humanitarian work in Sudan, that's come to a halt as a result of this.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. We can't take the risk of our staff being hurt or put in situations that puts them in danger. So, yeah, it's not just GOAL. It's the whole of humanitarian sector has shut down completely. Even parts of the UN have shut down any kind of movement. So no one is moving around in Sudan at the moment.
And at this stage, are there any plans to evacuate your staff, particularly your international staff?
We always have plans. They're always in progress. We train well for it. It's documented when we do what we are ready to do that when the window of opportunity occurs. But obviously at the moment, with live fire going on, It'd be difficult for anybody to get in. The airport is under siege, so to get people out at the moment would be extremely dangerous. So at the moment, we work with the teams to make sure they're safe where they are. They've got food and water and power. So we just keep in contact with them. But they are ready to move. If we get the notice that we can move people, then we will move them as quickly as possible.
And that's Paul Westbury, Regional Security Advisor for GOAL in East Africa, speaking to me from Rwanda a little earlier. And just a clarification in relation to our interview on the cyber attack on 9 organisations who've had their data stolen following a ransomware attack on a company in Northern Ireland. The Rape Crisis Network say its members have not been impacted, but a small number of rape crisis services that were impacted have already contacted clients or will do so in the next 24 hours.